Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host today is Jerry Paritzman.
Good morning again. I think we got off to a great, exhilarating talk this morning, John.
I agree with you. But just do me one favor. Don't start coloring till the show's over. Okay? Yeah. We don't want you getting mindful.
I only have a blue pen with me today, John. Right.
No, but really, I agree with what Barbara's saying, though. So people need stress reduction.
That's right.
Versus doing it medically. Try to do something, whether it's exercise or coloring or something like that. And so call 311 for her number, and we will keep people up to date on programs
that
Barbara's doing.
It ties in with Project Independence about people getting together, not sitting in their homes by themselves.
Right.
Just getting out for a couple of hours, sitting next to someone, seeing what they do. You're doing it. They talk to you. You talk to them. Great experience for all of us.
I agree with you 100%. It's the community versus somebody sitting at home. Now we're going to go to Judy Beiser. And Judy is a clinical professor of pharmacy at St. John's University. But and it's her birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Won't tell you how old I am, but okay.
You have to be at least 27.
Well, at least.
Okay. I know you're a lot younger than I am.
But Judy is here with tremendous, tremendous information because I have heard this through my life. Somebody doesn't feel good. Here, take one of mine.
Oh, no.
I had my hip replaced a couple of years ago, and I was on... I don't know what it was, one of the painkillers. Mm-hmm. And I actually had somebody turn around and says, they were in pain, could they have some of them? And I said, no. And actually didn't even go through me, went through my partner at work.
Wow.
Who knew it. I said, what? I said, no, I'm not doing that. No, it doesn't make sense. I'm not giving these things to anybody.
Right.
But people do it all the time. It's not a big deal, I'm sure, but it should be something you have to be careful of.
It is a big deal, and you should not be doing it.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying people think it's not a big deal.
They think it's not a big deal. Right. You know, I'll trade you a pink one for a blue one.
Right.
Yeah, no. No, we do not do that.
Give us some of the do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Right off
the
top.
Well, first I want to tell you that it's American Pharmacist Month, and the theme this year is Know Your Pharmacist, Know Your Medicine. And so what that means is really get to know your pharmacist so that you can ask those questions, the do's and don'ts, to the pharmacists that you use to get your prescriptions. And I always remind people, pick one pharmacy to get your prescriptions filled because you may be on several different medications, and the pharmacist is the one who can then, when they're putting it in the computer and reviewing your medications, see if there are any interactions or any contraindications between one medication and another. So the first I would say do is pick one pharmacy.
Right.
And since it is Pharmacist Month, give them a hug too. It's nice.
Right, I agree.
It's Pharmacy Month.
I want to just throw in one story here, which I think is one of the most touching stories. About a month ago, my wife's uncle passed away. He was 93. His wife is still alive. She's 93. We went to the funeral, the wake, etc., and we're close with them. And I'm sitting, actually, next to my wife's aunt. Two young fellas come in, I would say in their 40s, a pair of dungarees and a nice top, you know. Say, go to the casket. They come over to my aunt, sit down, you know, kneel down next to her. How are you, dear? I'm so sorry. They brought her prescription because it had expired. I mean, she was due for renewal,
right. Mm-hmm.
And she had been so tied up with her husband over the last couple of days in hospice and said, you know, we know it expired yesterday. They made a visit and brought her pills. I was just like,
that's service.
Who are these guys? I was like, it was you, Signora. And they were Italian, and we'll come back and we'll visit you again. You have to come in. But I thought it was just the most amazing thing.
And that's what we're teaching our students about, is what we call patient-centered care, pharmaceutical care. And really, it's not just about the drug product, but it's about the patient and making sure that they can take their medication safely. Because if you're not, don't understand your medications and you don't take them properly, then you could get, you know, you could get harmed by it.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that you get the most out of your medication. And so one of the most important things is really, like I said, establishing that relationship and asking questions. So when you get a new prescription, by law in New York, I always remind people, in New York, by law, the pharmacist has to counsel you about a new prescription. You can sign off and say you don't want it, but you really should get that information. And when you come in for a refill, they're supposed to kind of just follow up and say, how are you doing with that prescription? Do you have any questions? And, you know, are you tolerating the medication okay? So establishing that relationship helps you to be able to get that information properly.
Is the pharmacist also responsible? I'm not trying to be put a burden on somebody. Is it their job to turn around and just say, I'm taking the seventh pill from a third doctor and say, well, John, do you know, did you tell him you're taking XYZ? Because this with the other drugs don't usually work, or that should be the doctor's obligation?
Well, no, because like you may be going to three different doctors and they may not be asking you what you're taking from your other your physicians, or you may not be telling them. That's another important point, is to tell all your doctors what you're taking.
That's a good
point. So when
too.
They come in, when they come, all these different prescriptions come to the pharmacist, they're the one that can look at the whole picture. And so we will call the doctor and say, hey, did you know your patient is also taking drug XYZ? And now you prescribe this one, it's not really a good combination, or it's really almost a duplication in what they're on. And doctors really thank us for that.
Okay.
And the other thing is sometimes, you know, unfortunately, patients don't always take the medications the way the doctor thinks they or the doctor told them to. So one of the first things I always ask patients is, tell me exactly how you're taking this medicine. Because the bottle says two times a day, and they go, oh, well, I only take it once a day. We need to know that, because if we try to change the dose, we have to base on what you're really taking and not what the doctor thinks you're taking.
Oh, that's true, too. Right, right. So if you're taking it,
You know.
And I also appreciate when the pharmacist will say, take this before lunch or take it after dinner.
Right.
Or drink a lot of water with it or don't drink milk. I mean, in other words.
How to take it.
Because to be honest with you, in your physician's office, you're under a lot of stress. And he writes a prescription. And your mind, that's my experience, your mind is somewhere else, and you go to the drugstore, and what am I supposed to do with it, you know?
Right.
And the pharmacist will, you know, can answer those questions, like, should I be having cheese with it, you know? I mean, stuff like
that. No, you're right. And, you know, truthfully, a lot of times the doctor doesn't know if you're supposed to take it on an empty stomach or a full stomach. It really is the pharmacist who can give you that information best. And one point you made about doctor writing a prescription, prescriptions aren't written in New York anymore. They're now sent electronically directly to the pharmacy. So you're not walking out with a piece of paper like in the old days.
Oh, really?
Okay. And so you got to remember when you leave the doctor's office, if he sent, you know, if he sent a prescription to the pharmacy, you need to go there. A lot of times by the time you get home, you've gotten a call from the pharmacy that they received it. Mm. But one of the things I've been pushing for is that I think the doctor should even print out a copy of something to remind the patient, you know, you've got a new prescription, go to the pharmacy and pick it up. Because it's just sent off through cyberspace.
I have no idea. And
it was went into effect in
March.
It's a law in New York
that
unless in special exceptions, that all prescriptions should be electronic.
That's even narcotics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, if they have, if they have it,
if they have it,
some
doctors didn't get their system set up, but yes, they can set it up that way too. Yeah. The other thing is too is making sure you know like where to put it. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine who had like a rash, something near her eye, something on her elbow, and she got two different ointments from the doctor gave her, and just wrote use as directed. You apply to affected area. Mm. She gets home and she realized, I don't know which affected area, which ointment goes where.
That's right.
So she called the pharmacy because the pharmacist knew based on what kind of medications you were, which one to put near her eye and what one to put on her elbow.
That's interesting.
So, we affected area, what does that mean? You know, as directed, you hope someone was told what.
And especially, I don't mean this negatively, but seniors just see apply it to affected area. If they're just reading and say, well, this is where the infection is, and they put it there, and they see the next one, it's like, and I'm sure there's a reason why you have two different ones.
Right. One near the eye. You have to have special kinds. Yes. So,
you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to shift back and forth because the one thing you had talked about just when we said hello was Medicare Part D.
Right. Yeah.
Which is opening up soon.
Right. The open enrollment period starts October 15th. And all the information for the 2017 plans are now up on the Medicare website. I was actually looking at that yesterday and preparing for today. There are 19 plans in New York. There are some newer plans that look interesting. And it's important that everybody who is on Part D review their plan, either if they could go online and do it themselves or ask their pharmacist to help them or a social worker, and see if their current plan is still going to be the most cost-effective for the coming year. Because some of them have raised their premiums, they change which drugs they're covering, they change the copays. And we go out to a lot of senior centers in the Queens and Nassau County area during October and November, and I've saved people literally thousands of dollars by recommending that they switch plans or talk to their doctor about switching, say, from a brand medication to a generic medication. And so it's very important, because once you're in the middle of the year, you can't switch and you could be stuck with some big bills.
Right. Now, you can get in trouble, unfortunately, if you're put on a new drug in the middle that you can't do anything
about
that.
Well, that too.
But plan going into it, it's a whole
exactly.
different story.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's not, don't be embarrassed to tell your doctor, like, hey, this is a really high copay. Is there something equivalent that we can see is covered on my plan or on a lower tier that I can really afford? And a lot of times there are. You know, and the doctors don't always realize, and they can't know the formularies of all the different plans.
Right,
so if you get the list of the formulary from your plan, you can show the doctor and they can pick one that has, you know, a low copay. Some of the new plans I saw were a zero copay for tier one drugs.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Also,
Jerry, you know what? Just hold your thought.
Yeah, sure.
This is important, and I don't want to interrupt it. We have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.